Hello and welcome to the Cold War Minute. I am your host, David Guerra. Today is January 13th, and on this day in Cold War history, in 1953, Marshal Joseph Tito is chosen as President of Yugoslavia. In 1958, the Moroccan Liberation Army ambushes a Spanish patrol in the Battle of Echera. In 1964, Karol Wojtyla, the future Pope John Paul II, is appointed Archbishop of Krakow, Poland. In 1966, Robert C. Weaver becomes the first African-American cabinet member by being appointed as the United States Secretary of Housing and Urban Development. In 1972, Prime Minister Kofi Busia and President Edward Akufo-Addo of Ghana are ousted in a bloodless military coup by Colonel Ignatius Kutu Akyemfong. In 1986, a month-long violent struggle begins in Aden, South Yemen, between supporters of Ali Nasser Muhammad and Abdul Fattah Ismail, resulting in thousands of casualties. In 1990, L. Douglas Wilder becomes the first elected African-American governor as he takes office in Richmond, Virginia. And on this day in 1991, Soviet Union military troops attack Lithuanian independence supporters in Vilnius, killing 14 people and wounding over 1,000. There you have it, Cold War history on this day, January 13th. I am David Guerra. Until next time, goodbye.